Do you know God? It's a question. It would bring that question to mind. And therefore, the lesson today will help us to answer that question. In fact, up front, it will be a two-part lesson. Today's lesson is the introduction. The follow-up to this lesson, the second part, is the real lesson where God's revelation will be showing 4 to 5 ways in which we are expected by God to demonstrate to Him that we know Him. 4 to 5 clear passages that those passages are saying, this is how you show that you know God. Yes, that business where we come to Christ because we recognize that we need Him. That is enlightenment. But one of the reasons why we are told to grow in Christ and to faith, virtue, to virtue, knowledge, and all of that, is because there is so much to know, there are so many things to know about God, His will, our life, even to know and understand ourselves, that if you and I live to see 200 years, we will still be learning about ourselves, about the will of God. So while there are some basic that you are expected to know in coming to Christ, we still come with some degree of ignorance. And the more we recognize that, is the more we want to be faithful to Christ. It's the more we want to spend time studying the Bible. It's the more we need to spend time in congregational Bible study, congregational worship. Because we learn from one another. Ignorance is an hindrance to life. Look at these two passages found in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, and chapter 6, verse 6. Hosea.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
You sure you got that right, brother?
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Everybody get that? Do you consider yourself one of God's people? Well, let's hope you are not being destroyed because the knowledge that God sees that you need to have, you don't have it. Read that again, child.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge.
Because you have rejected knowledge,
I will also reject thee.
Everybody get that? Brothers and sisters, the Christian, the brother or sister, who feel like they know it all. So the Bible study and all those things, they don't have to be there. They don't have to make sacrifice to be there, because they know it all. My God, you are setting yourself against God. God cannot open your mind to help you understand His truth when you have that attitude. Because you have rejected knowledge. How? You tell yourself, you know, whatever they're going to discuss, whatever they are talking about, I know it. In most cases, when you think like that, the Almighty God knows that you need to know a lot more essential thing about him and his will that you do not know. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because you have rejected knowledge, I will hug you.
I will also reject thee.
I will also reject you. Huh? Notice, in your concept, not having time to study the Bible, not having time to be in Bible study and all of that, in your concept, you are not rejecting God, just that you are busy. But watch it. The Almighty God, in his judgment scale, he said, when you can find time to let him speak to you through his word, then he sees that as you rejecting him. You cannot know God or know Jesus Christ or know the Holy Spirit outside of what God has revealed. That was chapter 4, verse 6.
Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
But Brother Mitchell, that I talk to who no preacher. That is, the priests, they were among the leaders. And I find this striking. The Almighty God expects the priests to keep themselves abreast. Are we all there? To keep themselves abreast, that they can keep God's people enlightened in reference to the will of God. That was chapter 4, verse 6. Let me hear 6:6 now. Chapter 6, verse 6.
For I desired mercy and not sacrifice.
God says, I want mercy, not sacrifice.
And the knowledge of God more than...
I want you to have the knowledge of God
more than burnt offerings.
I find these passages that deal with two of God's requirements in a comparative way. Like, to obey is better than sacrifice. But God, you are the one who asks for sacrifice, yes. But God is saying, make sure you have your priority right, even in that which I ask for. Jesus Christ talk about the weightier thing of the law. Listen, as the brother read again, he's reading from chapter 6, verse 6, from the book of Hosea.
For I desired mercy.
I desire mercy.
And not sacrifice.
And not sacrifice.
And the
But wait, brother. But God wants sacrifice also. What the passage is saying, you need to realize that mercy takes precedence over sacrifice. That's right. And the other part?
And the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings.
Don't be careful how you rush to burn your sheep and cow. Because you know what? If you don't take time off to enlighten yourself in respect to how to do the sacrifice, doing it the wrong way is good as you have never done it. So this is why he requires what? Knowledge more than
burnt offerings.
Burnt offering. Knowledge. Did I say that ignorance is a debt or an endurance to life? The true objects of spiritual knowledge in the passage of John 17, the inspired writer gives us two objects: Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, and Jesus Christ. But I'm going to drop in another object there, and that is the Holy Spirit. The three persons in the Godhead. Are usually the objects of our knowledge. But to make sure you know what I'm saying when I said in the passage, let us hear verse 3.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee.
They might know you, that is the Father.
The only true God.
The only true God.
And Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ.
Whom thou hast sent.
Whom you have sent. What are you talking about, Brother Mitchell? The true objects. The end result of spiritual knowledge is for us to know the Almighty God. And know Christ. And I pointed out we need to know the Holy Spirit. But get this now, very important, get this. All idea or concept of God. I need to start again. All the ideas or concept of God which deviate from or fall short of the Father revealed to us by Christ. Any deviation from what Christ has revealed about his Father, that knowledge is lacking. I need to say that to make sure. You see, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ was meant to be the ultimate revelator of God. I need to say that another way. From the eternal past, the Almighty God meant that while men and women would get a glimpse or an idea, a concept of who God is and the ways of God, Jesus Christ was meant to be that one soul person who revealed God in all of God's ways that God wants man to know. And when your knowledge or my knowledge of God falls short of what Jesus Christ has shown about him, then our knowledge is defective. The passage indicates that God is going to be known through Jesus Christ, who was meant by God to be the ultimate and the complete revelator of God. In the text of John 17, 1 through 3, that they might know thee. That they might know thee. Knowing the Almighty God or knowing Jesus Christ here does not mean mere acquaintance. That's very important. In fact, it does not even mean just intellectual head knowledge. Truly. It's important that we get this. Let me hear verse 3 again, brother.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God.
That they might know thee, the only true God. So, what I've just said, I'm saying again. Knowing God doesn't mean you'll get yourself acquainted with God. Acquaintance is not what is under consideration. In fact, intellectual or head knowledge is good. But this knowing past that. The Old Testament. The Old Testament used the word know in a particular context, and that will help us understand what knowing God means here. And what it means and imply to you and me. As I've said, knowing God or Christ does not mean acquaintance. It does not refer to mere intellectual or head knowledge. The Old Testament regularly used the word know to indicate sexual knowledge. Well, before we say a little more about that, turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 4 and verse 1. Genesis 4, verse 1.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.
Read again, continue.
And she again bare his brother Abel.
Stop there. So this is not the only place that the Bible used the word know to refer to sexual intimacy. The passage the brothers just read are to help us to understand what the Bible means are implied by knowing. What is indicated in Genesis chapter 4 verse 1 here that Adam knew Eve, that is, he knew her sexually. This is telling us that the knowledge of husband and wife is the most personal, the most intimate knowledge that there can be. But wait. The sexual act itself is not the important thing. Truly. The important thing is the intimacy. The intimacy of heart, of mind, of soul, of body, of oneness that is shared between the two people. It's not just the mere sexual act. It's where the two people know each other in the most intimate way that man or human being can know each other. That's the idea when the Bible speaks about knowing God. Wait. It doesn't mean that you spend 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years reading from Genesis to Revelation and memorizing everything that you can quote the Bible verbatim. That you can quote the Bible from Genesis to Revelation doesn't mean you know God. Knowing God here and the knowledge that it calls for are indicated. It's not just head knowledge. It's not just intellectual knowledge. It is to have a relationship with God that involves intimacy between you and the Almighty God. Are we all there? It is a oneness that is felt. It is a oneness that is shared between you and God. Are we there? To know God is not merely intellectual knowledge, head knowledge. It is a personal, felt relationship with God. May I? I like sometimes to hear country, when men in the country is asked to pray. You know, they pray not like God is right there. They pray like God is far. Lord, have mercy upon us. You know, like God is out of hearing and is far, so they have to talk loud. Well, that's okay. But brothers and sisters, when the Bible in the book of John that we have been talking about, St. John chapter 17 and verse 3, when it talks about that they may know thee, it's talking about a closeness between you and God that is felt and that is lived. God is never too far from you. Amen. He is not. When you know him, that's the type of knowledge that Christ is talking about here. That they may know thee. And notice that what Christ indicates here, the knowing God here amounts to eternal life. But we'll get more into that next week. What we are saying here, don't interpret this knowing as if it is just something you have in your mind. You have it in your head too. But it's in your head in such a way that it helps to control your life. It's a relationship, personal, felt relationship with God. It's not a distant, remote, far away, unapproachable God or relationship. It's not that type. It's a relationship that you feel God close to you at all times. And therefore you can depend on him. You can look to him. That's the type of knowing God that Jesus Christ is talking about here. It's the type of knowing where husband knows the wife and the wife knows the husband. Not based on their sexual relationship, but based on their day-to-day relationship as husband and wife. Relating to each other in a right and proper way. That's the type of knowing. In fact, let me just drop by here. I have in mind, yes, we are going towards the invitation song in less than 3 minutes. But I have in mind tonight to share a lesson encouraging husband and wife and would-be husband and would-be wife. You cannot pick and choose from God's will and expect Him to bless your marriage and your home. Very important. And what, as I've said, it's a lesson I've been thinking about, and there is a chance, I say a chance, if you come tonight and that is not the lesson, yes, that because I've been wanting to deal with this lesson from some time. There are a lot of times you find brothers and sisters in the church who will tell you what they don't want in their marriage or whatever. Make sure that what we want or don't want in our marriage or home life, that you're not putting aside any of Jesus's responsibility as husband or wife. Please, no way can we reject from God's directive what we happen not to like and expect God to bless our home and our marriage. With God, you cannot eat your cake and still have it in this case. Yes, I just dropped that by since I touched on the type of knowing that they may know thee, what it involves. It's not just head knowledge. It's not just intellectual knowledge. It's a knowledge which involves a deep relationship between you and God. And as I've said, when we pick up on the final part of this lesson, in fact, that's where we're going to get down into some four to five different ways in which the scripture show how you can show God that you know Him. But right now, you have heard enough to help you be a better person in God's sight, or to help you see your need for Jesus Christ. That need for Jesus Christ involves you believing that He's the Son of God. He died at Calvary over 2,000 years ago to pay the price for your sin. And that Jesus Christ wants you to accept Him as your Lord, as your Savior. That is, turn your life over to Jesus' management by being submissive to Him. And that submission starts at belief, yes, faith in Christ. It moves on to repentance. That is, you turn from sin to righteousness. From self to Jesus Christ, from the ungodly ways of the world to the righteous ways of Christ, that knowing God, that Christ wants you to know, it involves not only faith and repentance, It involved confession. Wait. Not confessing your sin. You know why? You wouldn't even remember all of them. Even if you try. But what he wants you to confess is Christ's name. That you're not ashamed of Christ. And he wants you to get your sin washed away through the blood of Christ. Brother Mitchell, how do I get under the influence of Christ's blood? Through baptism. Yes. In the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through verse 5, it tells us that in baptism, you get into Jesus' death, burial and resurrection in water baptism. And you know what? You can step forward this morning because we are here to help you. Yes, we will sit down and speak with you further. And the Almighty God is ready right now to forgive you of your sin if you will do what he says. Knowing God, when you truly know God, it amounts to eternal life. You can come now and give Jesus Christ your life.